The inquest into David Dungay's death starts next week, and as you just heard, all started in December 2015 when David Dungay was asked to stop eating a packet of Tim Tams in his prison cell, and it ended with his death. Scary, scary stuff, and it's going to be an absolutely riveting podcast. We have producer Miles Herbert in the studio now to run us through a little bit of the details. Miles, thanks so much for swinging by.
Yeah, no problem. Good morning, Tess. How are you going?
Well, thank you. So without any major spoilers, I guess we do have to listen to the podcast. What is this is not sort of a case I really heard a lot about. Could you run us through some of the story?
Well, really, the podcast is about the family's journey. So the relative died in 2015, and it's been almost 3 years since the inquest will start on Monday. So it's really about the family's journey from learning about his death up until the coronial inquest starting on Monday, and really about their fight for justice. So we kind of just have been embedded with the family for the last year, talking to them about everything that's going on.
And it must have been a really intense journey for them as well. I mean, I can't imagine anything good is going to come out of a relative dying, but it seems like this is just such suspicious circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was a number of abnormalities, I guess you could say, that led to his death. And that's what we kind of try and unpick. We try and unpick what happened that day. And we kind of try and just do as much reporting as we possibly can about what might come out in the inquest on Monday. So we've looked through all the reports. We've talked to all the family, and we're trying to get a jump start, if you will, on what's going to happen on this coming Monday.
So what was it like working on this podcast, putting it all together?
It was great. Honestly, being with the family for the last year, they're really absolutely amazing people, the most resilient and strong human beings I've ever met in my life. And I honestly am just excited to share their story. I think when people hear them and get to know them, they will connect with them and fall in love with them just like we did, and hopefully support their fight to get justice for David. And that's really what this is all about.
And you mentioned as well the inquest is happening. Was it this Monday?
This Monday, yeah.
This Monday. So what's the plan moving forward? Obviously, there's a really big milestone just on the horizon.
Yeah, so we'll be putting out episodes. We'll put out an episode today at 10 o'clock if you want to subscribe. Episode one will come out, and then we'll have another episode that will drop on the Monday that will look into the stuff that's going on in the inquest. And we'll also be reporting the inquest throughout. So we'll be putting out episodes as the inquest goes. We'll also have news articles posted on the Guardian website and the 2SER website. So if you want to follow the inquest, absolutely do that. There'll be a lot of stuff that comes out and a lot of really great reporting that goes into it. And there's also a protest that will happen Monday morning at the coroner's court. So if you want to come down to that and support the Dungays, I really suggest that you do that as well. It'll kick off 9 a.m. at the coroner's court.
It sounds like it's going to be really, really intense and definitely one to follow. Miles, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can get it Guardian website, 2SER website, or any of your podcatchers. It's called Breathless, The Death of David Dungay Jr.